And ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
We're coming to you live from our radio and television studios here in beautiful Northwest Pennsylvania. We're heard live weeknights, Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Global Star Radio Network. We're simulcast on BTR, that's Blog Talk Radio. And folks, you can watch us live on YouTube, on our own official YouTube channel. Folks, links to both, links to all listening and viewing venues can be found at HagmanandHagman.com. That's our show page. And for articles and for important news items, go to HagmanReport.com. That's HagmanReport.com. And from there, you can also, my corner on the internet is HomelandSecurityUS.com. So you got three websites. Bookmark all three, but the flagship, listening network is Global Star Radio Network, BTR. Blog Talk Radio, and both accessible via HagmanandHagman.com. I'm Doug Hagman at the helm. Joe Hagman together. We are the Hagman and Hagman Report, folks. We dig deep into topics that other shows don't. Now, I just hope everyone had a great weekend, a great restful weekend. Of course, this was, quite a interesting weekend in and of itself. We had an interesting planetary alignment. The five planets, Mars to Mercury, basically, Jupiter as well, this past Sunday, and the Super Bowl on Sunday. Also, the very interesting, right about an hour after the Super Bowl ended, the North Korean satellite that was launched, passing over the stadium as well. You've got to wonder what's going on. And, you know, it's interesting because the powers that be, of course, they use astrology, sacred geometry, and numerology to communicate messages and to plan events. And I think we're seeing a confluence of all three coming to pass. So do want everyone to pay very close attention. Now, before we begin our program, folks, I want to just very proud to mention that portions of tonight's broadcast brought to you by Pro Flowers. You know, I was on their website today, ordered some flowers. Yes, I did. I did. I had some people that in mind, so I ordered some flowers. Used our microphone code Hagman, H-A-G-M-A-N-N. That's right. That's right. Now, you know, I ordered some flowers last week for my wife, and the flowers came, and she put them in a vase, put them on our table, and our studio dog lady at home thought they were for her. Got a great picture of that as well. But folks, Valentine's Day is this weekend. It's only 6 days away. If you're tired of guessing wrong on what your special person, the special person in your life wants for Valentine's Day, well, I'll tell you what, we've got, well, not we, but the pros at proflowers.com. They've got you all set up and via the offer extended through us to you. Proflowers is offering our listeners 2 dozen assorted roses in a free glass vase for under $30. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You can't find that anywhere. I don't believe. I mean, locally. You know, locally, they're advertising right now $40 a dozen. Just can't believe it. Go to proflowers.com. Use our code Hagman, H-A-G-M-A-N-N. That's H-A-G-M-A-N-N. You won't be sorry. You can thank us later. Now, tonight we got a very special program for you planned. John Robertson and Flip Benham. Very interesting program. I'm not going to really delve too deep into what they're going to be talking about. We're going to let this program unfold on its own. And I think you're going to be riveted, really, informed and inspired at the very end. And I also want to mention as well, you know, we deal with some great companies. We really do. How about Heaven's Harvest offering HagmanSeeds.com. You know, I just want to mention that we see these events, the planetary alignment, and you think, well, that doesn't mean anything. It might not mean anything to you, but it means things to other people. It's kind of like a calendar. Well, there's so much going on here. I want you to think long-term preparation, not, I mean, I'm a long-term. How about for your children? How about for, a year or two down the road? Heaven's Harvest. Heaven's Harvest has this immense seed kit. And can you believe this? That most people who order these seed kits from Heaven's Harvest, they're really interested in, they're not planning on planting these seeds next month or next year or, you know, within the next season, that is. No. They want to store them and plant them later on. This really, what they're offering is a one-time kit for a lifetime of food. We need to get serious, folks. After things I saw this weekend, we need to get serious about preparation. Heaven's Harvest. Heaven's Harvest. It's HagmanSeeds.com. Go to HagmanHagman.com, click on the link to Heaven's Harvest for more information. More on that later. But again, folks, look, we need to get really, really serious. Time is short. I really believe that. What we're seeing now. I don't mean to sound down, but I think we have to start taking preparation seriously. We have to be good stewards. Things are coming up that just don't feel right, don't feel good. Talking to a lot of people today that we're taking a kind of a dark turn. I mean, we have taken the dark turn, but, you know, things are not right. So I'm going to bring Joe on, and Joe can introduce the program and the guests tonight. I think maybe at some point we should open with a scripture, because I think it's important to do that. But
well, we certainly can do that. We got a great show lined up for you guys today with John and Flip. Reverend Flip Benham, both will be speakers at the Hear the Watchman conference coming up March 18th through the 20th in Dallas. American Survival Wholesale is also running a special from now through the 14th of February, which is you buy one ticket and you get a companion ticket or an extra ticket with that purchase of the first ticket. It's an excellent offer, and I'd advise everybody to take advantage of it. And we certainly can open up this tonight with a scripture, and I'm searching here to find a fitting one. Because as the show is very important, Reverend Flip will be joining us along with, as I said, John, our Hollywood insider, John, and we're going to be talking about some heavy things. Here is a...
the air is heavy.
Here is a scripture heavy. That is... here, we'll do this. I know where we'll go. We're going to go to...
And by the way, that doesn't mean that we can't enjoy life or we shouldn't enjoy life and spread happiness and smell the flowers, literally and metaphorically, smell the flowers.
Yeah, we have to take the time to enjoy life. Otherwise, you know, we're really not doing what God called us to do. Not enjoy life in the sense of enjoy the world, but enjoy the thing, the spiritual things in life and the things that we are blessed with on a daily basis.
You know, before the scripture, well, no, go ahead and open with the scripture. Go ahead, do that.
All right. We are going to start with, we're going to start out of 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 4. For so much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For that he hath suffered, in the flesh hath ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lavishness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquets, and all abominable idolatries, wherein they think it is strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of. Who shall give an account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead? For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye sober and watch unto prayer, and show above all things that fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover a multitude of sins. Use hospitality toward one another without grudging, as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards to the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as an oracle of God. If any man minister, let him do it as with the ability which God hath given, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that. You know, before we bring our guests on tonight, I just want to mention that if you did watch the Super Bowl, you know, most people say, well, that was a good game, and understand what we're, you know, but understand that it was entertainment.
I didn't watch.
Well, you know, it's the entertainment halftime show, and I just want to insert this before our guests come on, because, you know, it's people are not getting the fact that entertainment has become news. Entertainment has become a system of delivery. Entertainment has become a predictive programming by the powers. When I say powers, I'm talking about the earthly powers, the antichristical powers. That's what entertainment has become. So if you want to kind of get a picture into the events that are planned, look at the entertainment, look at what's on television, and of course the most watched event, one of the most watched events arguably, is the Super Bowl, and certainly the Super Bowl halftime show. And now lining up with this, and this is really a message, I happen to listen to one guy that really tears into the Illuminati agenda, of course, is the spaceman from AM 640 Toronto Saturday night, and he was talking about this Saturday night, talking about how this planetary alignment that took place on Saturday was really to usher in war in the king planets.
And I don't know if you know this, but the planetary alignment went on for almost 3 weeks. The culmination of it was just on the 5th, I believe.
Oh, it was on the 8th.
Okay.
On Sunday, actually. I'm sorry, today's the 8th. It was on the 7th. Yeah. So, now, having said all of that, you know, you're looking at a king planet. You're looking at, you turn the dollar bill over, you see the unfinished pyramid, the eye above the unfinished pyramid. That's the eye of Horus. You know, what does that represent? That's the eye of, really, that's the Antichrist, essentially. That's Nimrod, Horus, whatever you want to call it. But that is the figure to the king, and along with that, the planetary alignment, the king planet. You have Mercury, which is a messenger, Venus, Mars, of course, that being the planet of war, Jupiter being the king planet, Saturn, all giving rise. Now, this is in the eyes of the Illuminati. This is in the eyes of the powers that are the dark forces. This is a message, a kind of a calendar, a bookmark in time for them, and perhaps even a starting point. And, you know, you have to look at this through in the context of, and this is so important, what they find important, and that is sacred geometry, astrology, and numerology. Okay, so just understand that, and if you want to get a window into what's taking place, look at the bigger picture. Look at the look at not just the bigger picture, but the context in which the message is being delivered. And of course, on the gridiron, the field itself, you had arguably I don't want to get too heavy into this because I don't want to keep our guests waiting, but arguably you've got this display of the racial strife, the black versus white, the white versus black illustration by the Super Bowl itself. And I'm not going to get too deep into that. I do intend to give my analysis in writing in a report here on this, and I think you'll find it pretty interesting. So that's coming.
Okay, we'll bring our guest on, but I just want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
And Eric, you can chime in too. Was the Super Bowl halftime show as dark or as symbolic as was expected?
No, but if you not overtly, okay. But if you looked, okay, for example, when Madonna came on and Katy Perry, the overt nature of this, it was in your face. This is what, a year or two ago. And, okay. And then you had the, of course, what was it, 2014, when the lights went out in the third quarter? I mean, well, what? They can't keep the lights on? You know? Okay. But the entertainment, it was overt.
Okay.
Now, this one yesterday was much more subtle. But I believe it was powerful. Now, having said that, JD, our poster, well, our... JD, who from HagmanandHagman.com is put together a video. Go to our official YouTube channel. You're gonna see some interesting things that he captured from the halftime show. The possession, the outright possession. Now, once more, I just ask that you look at this critically. With as much intellectual openness as is needed. Just look at this and analyze this for yourself. And also check out the CERN video by JD as well.
And Anthony Patch will be a guest on Wednesday.
Yeah.
We have a great lineup, and we'll get into that later.
All right.
Let's
go ahead.
Let's bring on Hollywood Insider. Speaker at the soon-to-be Hear the Watchman conference in Dallas, friend of the show, Mr. John Robertson. How's it going, John?
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate that. And to be honest with you, I'm not a happy camper tonight. I'm sitting up here in Washington, and people are attacking my friends, and I saw a good man get executed in the snow last week, and I'm just not a real happy guy right now, you know. So let's get down and dirty, and let's talk about what we need to do, and let's do this. You know, Mike and Jeannie have been attacked viciously, and I'm not going to take it. You know, we're doing this conference to bring people to Christ. Period. And I'm done with it. I'm tired of the rhetoric. Really, I really am.
We hear you, John, and we feel your sentiments and understand. You know, the attacks that have been waged, the way that they've been building and continuing. My dad said, you know, when about a month ago, that if this is how the congregation of believers acts normally, he sees why the church is in so much trouble.
And frankly, and I'll say this again, I'd much rather go back to what I was doing before, interview people, interview inmates at Attica and Rikers, and I've seen more, or I've seen better morality from inmates, and I'd much rather interview inmates at Attica, walk into the prison, hear the doors slam behind you, because at least you know
yeah,
who you're dealing with, all right? You know that you're dealing with a bad seed out there, okay? So, and the last thing I'm going to say on this is, and please, folks, just understand what I'm saying. I'm not going to get into this. I don't want to get into this. But perception.
And I'm not trying to. And please, no. Understand. I'm not trying to drag you into it. It's just
right.
I'm
no,
just,
no. But
I'm not a happy guy.
Yeah, John. And I understand that. But a lot of people think, you know, I mean, via sound clips and other things, they think they got the whole story. No one knows. No, you don't know the whole story. And if you didn't know the whole story, oh, trust me.
No, I talked to Jeannie on the phone for 2 hours this morning, and she's you know, she's crying. I mean, it's enough, you know.
All right. Well, John, what are you doing in Washington? I guess that's my that's the issue here. Let's get on with that. or should I ask you, or should I not ask you that?
No, it's
you don't
okay.
have to answer.
Okay. I had a dream about a week and a half ago that my apartment burned down and my cats burned up in the apartment, and it was a horrible dream. I woke up screaming, and the Lord told me to get out, so I left.
Wow. All right. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what I was planning on doing tonight was, you know, just leveling with you guys, honestly, what Hollywood really like, and then bring Flip on to talk about Nehemiah and Joshua, and which we will do. And so I'll tell you a little bit about what Hollywood's really like. I've withheld on this show. Okay. I guess I was protecting my job a little bit, but. It's horrible, guys. It's as bad as people think it is, and worse. And the last 2 weeks I've been running from it. It's as satanic and Luciferian as it gets. It's horrible, and I've been dealing with my own countenance for having been part of it.
No, you're referring to the
Hollywood, right?
Correct.
And you've not only have you been on our show, excuse me, but you were on the Caravan show, Caravan to Midnight, last week.
Well. So let's talk about that a little bit.
No, you know what? I just want to get deep into the Hollywood.
Honestly, Doug, let's do it, okay?
Okay, because people don't get... And folks, this is something that you really need to understand. When we talk about things like Hollywood, everyone thinks it's, well, you know... It's all entertainment. It's innocuous. But let me tell you something.
Let's get some universal truths about Hollywood straightened out. Some misconceptions. And John, you can correct me if I'm wrong, and definitely add to it. One, Satan owns, rules, and runs all content in Hollywood.
Straight up.
And the entertainment that Hollywood provides is exclusively and specifically for a spiritual distraction and spiritual devourment of those who watch
it. It's designed to mess up your mind, so you can't. So that it's designed to mess up your morality. Period. That's what it does. I mean, that's what we do.
You know, John, I just want to throw some things out there really quick, okay?
Go back in time,
John. You go back into, well, Laurel Canyon that we talk about. People roll their eyes, say, oh, it's not important. It happened a half a century ago.
Well, they don't understand.
Right. You get the, you get things like, Jim Morrison, whose father was the guy, the Gulf of Tonkin boat admiral, the Admiral Morrison,
who was on
the.
That's correct.
You know, and you find in the Laurel Canyon of singers and actors and actresses and music people and movie people, this interesting dynamic inside Laurel Canyon where everybody is connected to the military industrial complex, and everyone thinks it's an accident. Woodstock.
No, it's not.
So you go for
it,
brother.
That's right.
So go for it. Let's start knocking some heads here information.
First of all, I want to state this. Stop picking on my friends. Period. I'm not talking to you and Joe. I'm just saying in general. All right. Mike and Jeannie have put, seriously, a house payment down to make this Hear the Watchmen thing happen. Stop messing with them. It's hurting them, okay? I mean, enough's enough. I've had it. You know, I'm on the inside of this thing, and they they are trying to do something that they believe is right, and I believe it's right too. And this crap coming from the Nathan Leal camp and the Benjamin Baruch camp. Benjamin Baruch, what a joke. But seriously, it's hurting them. And enough's enough. I mean, I just want to say that first and foremost. Here the Watchman's going to happen. People are going to get saved. It's going to be a good thing. And I just please stop messing with my friends, all right? That's number one. Number two is, you know, I started participating on your show a couple of years ago because I felt like I had something that I could offer, you know? And then as it grew, I realized I did have something to offer. And this Hollywood thing, it's designed to cheat you. It cheats you, okay? It makes you think one thing and shows you another. Just don't participate anymore. Period. Just walk away, you know? Let's do this. Ask me whatever questions you want. I'll answer them as honestly as I can.
Well, John, what's the most important thing? Speaking of Hollywood, okay, if you had just one paragraph to tell people, I'm sorry for popping my peas here, if you had one paragraph, one statement to make about Hollywood, what you've seen on the inside, and again, to people, it perception becomes reality. Entertainment is the, what would you say, is the vehicle to serve up the predictive programming for the masses. But I guess... What are people not seeing that we need to tell people that, man, this is, you know, this is Lucifer, this is rotten to its core? How would you describe that, and where should people look?
Okay. The international banks finance it, and the CIA runs it. There you go. That's how it works.
Okay. And this is why we see the CIA, you know, okaying certain movies, and in other instances giving information to directors on how to make certain movies, especially the sci-fi, transhumanist type movies that we see. They're all run through intelligence agencies, and you know, the CIA recently got in trouble for giving too much information in certain instances when dealing with giving director information for a movie.
Well, speaking of that, John, what about like the X-Files? What about Lucifer? What about the production of those? I mean, what in the world are we seeing? Go ahead.
All right, so I know him. I know Lynn Wiseman. All right. I can't even believe what's happening these days, guys. Really, I mean, I'm grateful to be up in Washington right now because I can't stand LA. Lucifer is going to be a huge hit show. Okay, it's going to hit hard. And and basically the idea is, you know, the devil is now your friend, and that's the idea of the show. And I know the guy that created it.
Here we have the top angel, if you will, the top devil, Lucifer, running around in Los Angeles, the city of angels.
He's a good-looking guy, and
good or bad is good. Bad is acceptable. In fact, bad is coveted. You know, nefarious deeds are coveted at this point and made virtuous, as opposed to, I mean, down is up. Everything is, the duality of evil is really, you know, in focus here. So what was the intent? Since you know the, who is he, the producer or the creator or the writer?
Yeah, he's the writer-director, Lynn Wiseman. And
okay. So what's his... What's he trying to accomplish? If you know him, what's he trying to accomplish?
Well, that's where it gets tough. That's where it gets sticky. He's Jewish, okay? So, It's weird. Every time I read the Bible, I look at Hollywood and I roll my eyes, you know. What's happening is this. This is the bottom line. Hollywood is working overtime right now. I mean overtime. To prep people's minds for what's coming. Period. That's what's happening. And I just feel really, I feel really regretful that I was part of it, Doug.
Well, John, I think, you know, you've extracted yourself and deliberately extracted yourself. Obviously, you sound, you know, we're getting emails asking if you're all right. You know, you sound depressed and deep and dark. And yeah, I mean, it is something, but you know, it's something that we're wrestling with. Everyone's wrestling with this inky, cloudy, oily dirtiness that's really over all of the world here. It's getting deeper and darker and more oily, dirty, slippery. The viscosity of darkness is increasing. So I guess, you know, obviously you chose to leave, but why at this point, you know, let me back up and say, I don't think that you can beat yourself up over something that you had done. You know, you've been doing, you know, you were so embedded in the Hollywood, you know, workforce. I would say that you now knowing, you know, that you finished your assignment there in Hollywood, don't you feel now that you're better equipped to fight the evil?
Yeah, but to be honest with you, I'm afraid, you know. I mean, you know, I've got a GED from high school, okay? I'm not a well-educated person, but I broke into Hollywood, you know? It's not easy to do, and I did it. And when I look at things like what's happened in the last couple of weeks, I mean, you understand, Doug, this Finicum thing's a big deal, right? I mean, I talked to Chance, 3-4 days ago.
Sure.
He had 200 phone calls from veterans. People are pissed. Excuse my language, but they're mad.
All right.
We're angry too.
Let's talk about LaVoie Finicum. Let's talk about the situation there, because again, you know what, John? Like everything else, okay, perception becomes reality, and people don't know the whole story. They go on half stories. Oh, I think I know it. Well, you know, I heard everything. I'm watching this right here. I know it because I'm watching. You know, my eyes are not lying to me. But yet, see, just enough information.
Well, give me your analysis first, and then I'll tell you mine.
Well, bottom line, I mean, Joe and I have been talking about this different shows with respect to the whole. We have to look at this two different ways, or there's two different situations here: the motive and the event in Oregon when the Patriots took over the federal land building there. That's separate from the murder and execution of LaVoie Finicum, as well as the second burning of a man on the periphery of this situation. So you have to look at this in two different events, if you will. Okay.
Right.
So now LaVoie Finicum, by all standards, if you watch him on YouTube, watch him and on the various videos he did, read what he's written, read what other people have written about him. Stand up guy. All right. You watch the video. You could tell that something happened. All right, we're not getting the entire. I mean, we're seeing the video, but we're not getting the entire context in which that video is presented. It's anyone can, you know, from us taking videos to us analyzing videos in our capacity as investigators, you can actually go off the rails and perceive something in one way when it's not. You know, but anyway, it was presented poorly, I believe, by the within the media and even some of the alternative media. So I think the FBI would release something that would be self-damning.
Let me ask you this: what's your take on the FBI releasing that video so quickly? I mean, that doesn't make sense.
Well, no, they're not gonna release anything that's gonna damn them or, you know, put them in a position to have to really explain everything.
Right. The video release was, I would say, as my dad said last week, was more of a warning to people, because we know that there were, I'm sure if the police weren't wearing, you know, body cameras with audio, there were dash cameras. They had the checkpoint set up, so you know that there was other monitoring of close range. And I would be surprised if there wasn't video and audio of a personal type of interaction that happened, which they'll refuse to show. And they show the drone video because...
It was a plane, actually.
A plane, okay. Yeah. They show the video from the air, one, because there's no sound, and two, because that bird's eye view does not tell the whole true story of what happened. There is room for doubt there, and from my opinion and watching that video and analyzing it, the hands were up in the air. They came down with a loss of balance and a shot to the stomach or abdomen. And
yeah, that's right.
Well, you know what? Here's what I find disingenuous. The people, the majority on the progressive side, will say, we'll look at the videos from the Center for Medical Progress, the abortion videos, the Planned Parenthood videos, whatever, however you know them as, and they'll say, oh, well, it doesn't tell the whole story. It was edited. It's BS, on and on and on, and objection, you know, objection, and prosecute the very people who are trying to expose the corruption. Yet those people will look at this video with a level of certainty and say, see, he was reaching for a gun. See, you know, and all this BS.
You and I both know that's BS. That's BS,
right.
Straight up, okay?
Right.
He got hit. That's what happened. He got hit. I mean, he was either hit with a taser or a bullet, and he got hit. And I'm telling you guys right now, I mean, you know, I get, you know, I get communiques from, you know, HH Connections people and Chance does too, and people aren't happy. There's going to be blowback. And that's the thing that worries me the most is that,
What kind of blowback, John? John, I mean, here's what I think the blowback is going to be very quickly. The blowback is going to be, you're going to see another Oklahoma City style event take place, have it be blamed, just like Oklahoma City was blamed on Waco and Ruby Ridge. You're going to see it blamed on, you know, the execution of Lavoie Finicum. And then,
right.
You know, so is that what kind of blowback you're expecting, or are you expecting something different?
No, I'm afraid that's what I'm expecting. And, look, I want to be measured with my words here. This will not go unanswered. I'll put it that way, okay? There are a lot of, I talk to vets every day. So does Chance. So do Mike and Jeannie, for that matter. People are unhappy. And this thing does not make sense. You know, it just doesn't make sense. Doug, have you ever known the FBI to release a video, 48 hours after the fact? I mean, come on. You know, they don't do that. And I'm up here in Washington right now. I mean, people up here are not happy. You know?
Well, yeah, I fully understand why. And of course, you know, we're looking at and folks, we're going to have constitutional attorney Chris Ann Hall come on here at some point to discuss this even further, at least the constitutional nature of what happened in Oregon. And she travels around the country teaching about the Constitution. So from a constitutional perspective, we're arranging the date and time for her to come on. So I can't wait for that. But John, you're right. I mean, this is horrible in terms of the, number one, how it's being portrayed. And I think it's a PR nightmare right now for the Patriots, but I do believe it will be, or has the potential to be, a PR nightmare for the government agents, including but not limited to the FBI. It has that potential. So, you know, the best defense, John, is good offense. That's why they released the video. That's my view. I just want to give you a heads up. Flip Benham is ready to go. Whenever you want to bring him on, John, or whenever we should bring him on, you let me know.
Yeah, let's go ahead and bring Flip on.
All right. Joe, go ahead.
All right. Reverend Flip Benham is our guest, along with John Robertson. Reverend Benham will be also a speaker at Hear the Watchman Conference, and he has been a previous guest on the show. Reverend Benham, it's great to have you back on.
Well, it's great to be back with you, Joe and Doug. Thank you so much for having me. And John, you're sounding really discouraged to me, brother. I haven't heard you like this before.
Yeah, I'm all right, but thank you for being with us tonight. You know.
Well, you know, I've just come into sort of like the middle of this conversation because I just got back from the City Hall in Charlotte where we're dealing with a transgender bathroom bill that seems to be invading every city in this country, and we just did a press conference and we had just lots of men of God, a number of them in the city of Charlotte, standing strong for Jesus, trying to repair in a lot of ways this wall, which will never be repaired until we get to total repentance. But believe me, the enemy is coming in like a flood, but God is raising up a standard to come against him. And that's the encouragement that we have. When I listened to Doug talking about the Super Bowl, and man, I was just totally, I just could not believe that, and I think Rush Limbaugh mentioned this today, that the beginning of the Super Bowl, they had the flyby, the flyover with the Blue Angels, and they Blue Angels, and they had the Star Spangled Banner, and they had, you know, and even though Lady Gaga sang the song, she has a really good voice. That's the first time I think I've ever heard her voice, but she sang it well, and she sang it reverently. That was the first part. When you get into halftime, all of a sudden everything changes, and you get this believe in love with all the rainbow colors around that stadium, and it was just like an open door to homosexuality, and just like the White House was lit up when the rainbow colors, you know, after that June 24th or 25th decision on Obergefell versus Hodges, and it's just like you see the enemy coming in like a flood. You have all sorts of things going on externally and all sorts of things going on internally, that is in the church, and those that are the true light of the world, those of the invisible church, the ones that are truly born again, their sins are forgiven, and that they are called to be warriors for our King, those people are suffering under this great spiritual, it's sort of like a blue funk of a cloud that's coming over everyone, just discouraging each and every one of us, saying it's not going to work out. Believe me, there are times in the Old Testament and in the New Testament where the disillusionment is so huge and the thing seems so impossible that there's nothing that can fix it except there is Almighty God. And when you look through the history, you'll see this great battle raging. And it's going on. And sometimes the church seems to be winning, and then at other times it seems like the devil and his crew are winning. It's the battle between two seats, this battle that we're fighting right now. And as you look at America right now, you're seeing things go so far downhill, you wonder, is there any way out? And the answer is yes. And the answer is Jesus. And the answer is that this battle is not ours, but it's the Lord's, and we're privileged to take his gospel and fight this devil and storm the gates of hell by the word of our testimony, by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, not loving our own lives so much as to shrink from death. You see, John Robertson, there is hope. There is a God that saved you for a very specific purpose, and your job, John, is not to figure out how to win it all. Your job is to follow his orders, the orders of your commander, just like Joshua did. God has interesting and unique ways of turning everything right side up that the devil has tipped upside down. And we will be amazed at what God gives us to win. We will be amazed at his orders. His orders, sometimes it seems like, well, there's so few of us, how can we win? And we get so busy in the strategy. But if we realize this, and I heard Doug say this, and it's so true that, you know, perception is reality. You know, what we perceive the battle to be will determine how we fight it. And if we perceive the battle in Hollywood, the battle in Oregon, the battle here in the city of Charlotte, the city of Houston, wherever we are, when we perceive that as a battle between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman, then we begin to take on and we begin to fight with the strategies that God has clearly mapped out for us. You know, it doesn't seem, what a strange way God chose to save the world. Sent his son, he came here, clothed himself in flesh, and came in the person of Jesus in the womb of Mary. What a way for God to enter in to his world that he created. And he did it so that he could save us. He got down in the muck and the mire and the filth and the vileness of our sin. He did. He emptied himself of his divine prerogatives, came to this earth to save a wretch like me. And he had to get down in my sin. And he despised the shame of taking on my sin upon himself. And he died on that cross for me. That liberated me. Not some drug rehabilitation program, not Alcoholics Anonymous. Jesus did. And as I began to sing that to the folks in Alcoholics Anonymous and began to say, it's not a God, some higher power as whatever you perceive him. No, his name is specifically Jesus. When I began to say that, although they liked having me there to share testimonies, in the little coffee houses and clashes in our AA meetings, they did not like that name Jesus. But I reminded them that Dr. Bob, who wrote the big blue book, the Alcoholics Anonymous, that we all read, I mean, his whole life and his whole change of character was based on the fact that Jesus saved him out of his sins and gave him the power to overcome something that he himself could not overcome. Now, they've eliminated all of the words about Jesus in the blue book. Those are gone. They've been removed. And we see sort of a hopelessness in AA where you see a bunch of dry drunks drinking coffee and talking with each other, trying to encourage each other not to fall back in sin. And when I say a dry drunk, all they do is they don't drink. And that's it. They're not free to be who God created them to be because they don't even know the God of the Bible. And they're just very afraid that they'll fall back. John Robertson, you have been picked up and you have been chosen for a time such as this. And brother, get your eyes off of the horizontal and all of the mess and get them vertical to the one who created you for this purpose. And he himself will lift you up and you will be one who becomes like the men of Issachar who understood the times and knew what Israel should do. We need men of vision that are seeing what God is doing in this big mess that we have. And as we see God's hand at work, we'll begin to sing his message and so many others are going to get set free. And who knows what could happen to America if the church would simply be who she really is.
Amen. And Reverend, like you mentioned about the big Bible, like most things in our country and society, whether it is the educational system, the political system, the military system, the economic system, God and his references, City Hall, all of the references to God have been removed, and the Alcoholics Anonymous big book included. One of the more popular sayings in AA is that a chair can be your higher power, that it doesn't matter who your God is, it can be an inanimate object. And I never knew that Jesus was a staple of AA in the first place, but I have read the big book. And I never understood. Yes.
Joe, where they get this whole idea, God can be anything, this higher power, anything, from Rudolf Bultmann. Rudolf Bultmann was a German theologian who was a part of the Reformation, but he became so smart that he said, you know what, and he did some what they call demythologizing of Jesus, and trying to take the myth out of Jesus. And he was a part of the form critics of that time, of Bultmann's time. This is just before Adolf Hitler. I want you to know Rudolf Bultmann and that pathetic theology prepared the way for an Adolf Hitler. Here is Germany, the home of the Reformation, Martin Luther, and then we see what happens is the church becomes so feeble, so weak that guys like Rudolf Bultmann and Feuerbach and several others of the German theologians get into this thing called form criticism, where they're looking for the ipsa sima verba of Jesus. That is the actual words of Jesus. And in order to get to the actual words of Jesus, what you have to do is view the Bible as an onion. And you peel back the layers until you get to the very center of the core of the real words of Jesus. So what they do is they begin peeling back the layers of the Bible, throwing this one away and that section of Scripture away, and getting rid of Isaiah and calling it, there was one Isaiah, this is Deutero Isaiah, this is Tritero Isaiah, because there's no man that could write with such clarity all of the things that Isaiah prophesied, and yet Isaiah, the prophet, prophesied them. God did it through him, and it wasn't three different authors, it was Isaiah himself. Well, they say that's impossible. Of course it is. But with God, all things are possible. And so God used Isaiah. God uses his truth. But here are these guys peeling back the layers of this onion, trying to get to the real words of Jesus as the only words of God. And what they do is they throw the whole Bible out. Because how do you know when to stop peeling back the layers? Who becomes God in this? Who helps you to determine that? And of course, the only one is you become your own God. That's exactly. And so Rudolf Bultmann is the one who said, it doesn't matter if Jesus really rose from the dead. What matters is that you believe that he rose from the dead. Do you hear that? How idiotic. The Apostle Paul said, if Christ isn't raised from the dead, our faith is in vain. And we're still in our sins. And all of those that preach before us were lying to us. The whole thing hinges on resurrection. And the whole thing hinges on the truth. If it isn't true, then why believe it? I mean, if it isn't, what you believe is far more important than how much you believe it. I mean, the people in the board of the Titanic were sincere in their belief that the ship wouldn't sink, that it was unsinkable. And yet, 1,500 souls perished in that northern Atlantic icy ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, and they perished, they died, because that ship could sink. They believed a lie. That ship could sink. Well, we don't believe a lie. We have 66 books of the Bible, 39 in the Old, 27 in the New. These books were God's words spoken to us, and we can depend on them. Every single one of them. And as we stand on that standard, as God has that as our firm foundation, the rock upon which we stand, we speak boldly for him because we know the truth that sets people free. So when you're going to go and say, and I know what Alcoholics Anonymous does. Well, you can believe in a chair just so long as you believe in it. And that's what you saw in the Super Bowl. Believe in love. They're talking about love. They're talking about lust. They don't know anything about love. Believe in love, rainbow colors. I mean, and Lucifer, the whole idea of Satan trying to be a good guy now, and they're painting a kind face on this one called Lucifer. Why? Why do they do that? In order to take away the sting and the fear of him, and he can be your friend, just like Eve. Just come on, did God really say? You know, he calls God's word into question, and Eve, you know, she begins to listen to him, and you know, he's not so bad, he's pretty good looking. Yeah, okay, I'm down with this. God is the bad guy, and Satan becomes the good guy if you listen to him, and that's what Hollywood is. It's just the lapdog, you know, in the lap of the devil. It does the devil's bidding. And it's doing a great job. So it takes the fear away from this monstrous murderer, Satan, who has come to rob, to kill, and to destroy. And we are called to come against that liar. That's the world, the flesh, and the devil that we fight. Three of them. It's three against one, but it's not really, because we got the three in one, Almighty God himself. And he is our answer. And you know what? As we believe this, as we begin to walk it out, things begin to change. Divine strategies become our own. And whether with few or with many, God can save, and he does. So be encouraged, fellas, because this battle is the Lord's, and we just have the privilege of fighting it. So let's just take up the sword when we've got to take up the sword, the trowel when we take up the trowel, and let's do it. Let's repair that wall, and let's fight any enemy that comes. And let's take captive every thought and make it obedient unto Christ. We can do this in Jesus' name.
Amen. We're up against the break, folks. We'll be right back with Reverend Flip Benham and John Robertson. Stay with us.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.